Hello and welcome to the 27th edition of the MechHead Podcast. I'm your host, Sam, and I will guide you through the Battletech universe. We got a lot of stuff on the show today, but I just want to say thanks for making the show. We are ranked number 7 out of 64 Games and Hobbies podcast on PodMac, the site that hosts my podcast, so thank you everyone for listening. And I urge you to check the blog more often, because things are being added to it nearly every single day. Either a new page, a new thing, news, just check it. And now on to Mech of the Week. It is the Spirit. This is coming out of the 3067 handbook, TRO, and is the first clan mech to come out of the Olivetti Weapons Facility onto Detton. It's 35 tons, goes 7-11, and is with the works. It has Indosteel, an XL, and Ferrofibros. It's a Jade Falcon multi-role design. The book says it's a scout and a trainer, but I also think they can do light fire support, because it has an ER large laser and an LRM 10 with the Artemis. It also has, for short range, a heavy medium laser, heavy small laser, a Streak SRM 4, and also has ECM to make this a very survivable design. It also has 6 tons of armor, making it a very good scout, can take a lot of damage for a light mech. I think of it as a bracket fire mech, because with the ER large laser and LRM 10, you fire those, and then you fire all your weapons like at different times. You don't use them all at once, because then you have severe heat buildup. But if you want to fire them all at once, you only get 11 heat, and you do a lot of damage for light mech. Overall, I like it. Pretty good scout, raider, and uses its weight savings to good effect. With that fast speed and ECM, it is perfect for disrupting Intersphere C3 networks, so you will definitely not want to see this thing up against you on the battlefield. And it can be yours, as long as you're in a Jade Falcon second line of training unit for only $6.6 million! But a third of that is due to the XL engine, so it's kind of expensive, but it's well worth it. And now on to a new segment, Aerotech of the Week. I will put my hand to Aerotech, even though I don't have much experience with it. I will do my best, and let's see what happens. First design is the Union. It's the most popular dropship out there. Period. No ifs, no ands, nor buts. Thing is used for everything, from cargo hauling. We serve as a kind of attack dropship, which it does okay, to a mech hauler, can be used for vehicles, for whatever you want. The base version carries 12 mechs and 2 fighters, so that's a pretty good raiding party, and pretty good for starting out a mercenary unit. It's 3-5, and used by everyone. The Clanners even have their own version, the Union C, which carries 15 mechs, but no fighters, but it can go 4-6, and carries a lot more armor and weaponry than either the Intersphere unupgraded and upgraded design. And, like I said, it's a good starting out design for most mercs. And I guess you could use it well for small games, but preferably you'd use a Leopard, but it's a good design, very popular, almost iconic. One of the original ones, I remember when I first got my first Mech Tiros, the 3025 Revised, looking at the dropships and being amazed at what they could do. And now on to Vehicle of the Week, the LRM Carrier. This thing has lots of missiles, but not too much armor. Kind of like the clans, surprisingly, but it's not used by the clans. New tech really helps out this unit. The semi-guided LRMs are perfect for this unit. Ferrofibrous armor allows things to take more damage, etc., etc. I suggest you hide them behind a hill, because they are tailor-made for indirect fire. If they're hidden behind a hill, you can't hit them. You don't really need the heavy armor, which thing does not have good armor. And so that's the thinking behind the carrier's lack of armor and speed. It can use all the various types of LRMs, from fast scam, to swarm, to mine, fire, anti-infantry, etc., etc. The 3026 version is 60 tons, tracked, 3-5, only 3 measly tons of armor, but has 3 LRM 20s with 24 shots, and 693 battle value. So, with all that firepower, this thing is definitely going to be a fire magnet, so I suggest you do that strategy that I had said before, hiding them behind a hill. Now, the 3058 version really helps this thing out, although it makes it a lot slower at 2-3, it's still 60 tons, It adds Artemis to LRM-20s, which make you much better at chance of getting more missiles hit the target at long range, get you more ammo, and a C-3 slave, allowing this thing to sit back and let somebody else do the get up close for it. And its armor is now fair feedable, so that's a bit better. And then 3060 TRO brought about the heavy LRM carrier. Yes, I said heavy. There are things bigger than the regular LRM carrier. 80 tons, tracked, 2-3, 4 tons of armor, a turret, 4 LRM-20s with 8 tons of ammo. Now that's something that you do not want to mess with, no matter who you are, Innosphere, Clan, Light, Medium, Heavy, or Assault Mech. So that's definitely, it's slow, but that thing can dish out some major damage. And also, just a thought, think about a Clan LRM carrier. Since Clan LRMs have no minimum range and are half the weight, that thing could actually be a city fighter. Think about that. Doesn't that kind of blow your mind? A city fighter using LRMs? And coincidentally, that brings us to the weapon of the week, the LRM. They come in 5, 10, 15, and 20 packs. The Innosphere LRM launchers are the stereotypical fire support weapons. Now, they have a problem with weighing a lot, and some people don't like the smaller versions because they don't hit enough, but Artemis has definitely helped the smaller ones be much more effective. They're one of the longest range weapons in the game, and the Innosphere version has a minimum range of 6. It can be direct fire or indirect fire. And they are on very famous mech designs. You see them on the Valkyrie has an LRM-10, the Archer has 2 LRM-20s, as does the Madcap / Timberwolf Prime. And the Clan version, as I said before, do not have a minimum range, and they only weigh half as much, so think about that. Being this Innosphere mech jock, seeing this Clan Omni-mech in the fire support version, thinking, hey, if I can get up close, he's screwed. Going up close and getting your butt kicked. Now that must have been a bad surprise. Now on to Mechhead News. No real news this week, but check out the blog often for short news updates. That is where I always post my news. Whenever I read something that I think is interesting or find some news off the homepage, it goes there first. It doesn't wait to get on here. Anything goes on here are the really, really big things, so check out the blog often. Mechhead Labs. I am starting to do a weekly Battletech serial, be it chapter a week, be called Honor and Vengeance, Song a Disgraced Clanner. It would be only found in the weekly newsletter, so check out that newsletter. Join it up, because that's the only place you'll see this serial. And the newsletter will also have custom designs from the story, because I know I'm definitely going to pimp out some of these mechs. And also, there's a new corporation in town that builds mechs and vehicles. It is the Mech Head Corporation. It designs mech and vehicles, and we are taking submissions for designs that you want us to build. If you check out the homepage, the blog, and go to the Mech Head Corporation link, click there, bring up a page, it'll give you more information on what to submit, and also on that page will be custom designs that you will be allowed to use for your own game. Check out and see if they're any good. And thank you for listening to another Mechhead podcast. I'm always taking suggestions for Mech of the Week, Weapon of the Week, Vehicle of the Week, and Aerotech of the Week. So if you want to see any of your favorite things up on here, just send me an email, and they will be up here sometime soon. Well, email me, subscribe to the newsletter, join the forums. I'm always welcome any comments, suggestions, or ideas, and may all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody!